Hey guys, it's Jay, back again with another episode, and today isn't as lighthearted as my previous episodes, so I'm just going to jump right in. Today I had a pretty life-altering experience today. I was involved in a car accident. And luckily, no other cars were involved. I don't know if that's considered a car accident, if you're the only car that was in the accident. But nonetheless, I was at work. And if you guys can't tell by the background, I am not at work driving, as I'm normally doing. When I record these, I am at home because I was in the accident. So I'm going to give you guys a play-by-play. I had a pretty busy day today. Well, it was scheduled to be a pretty busy day today. So I had made a few deliveries and I was on my way back to my office to basically unload and continue on with my day. And I'm driving. I live in Arizona and we have a freeway that is called the 60. And the 60 is the 10 that extends all the way to California, but as you're driving down the 10, if you're going eastbound, the further and further you go into different cities, once you, I believe, reach Tempe area from Phoenix, the 10 turns into the 60. So I'm driving down the 60 and I'm headed east back to my office. And it's a normal, it's a normal day. The weather is better than normal. It wasn't as hot as it normally is. And I'm in the lane next to the HOV. So I am 3-4 lanes over from the exit, like the off-ramp. Road or lane, and someone's getting off of the HOV and into my lane. As they were going to do that, I to merge into the right lane closest to me. So I'm driving down and I'm beginning to merge, and I didn't hear anything, but I began to feel the car lose control. And I drive a big van, like a cargo van for work, so, and I had about a few tanks inside of, because I deliver helium. I had a few tanks inside of that van. And altogether, I want to say about 12 to 1300 pounds in that vehicle with me. And the tire blows, my rear tire on the passenger side, it blows. I didn't hear anything, but I begin to feel the car lose control. The car in front of me, I swerved to not hit that car. The car that's next to me, I swerved to not hit that car. Then the car begins to spin. Now, you never think that you learned something in particular cases or situations until you actually apply those things in, in the future when those things are, those fundamentals or lessons are needed. And I remember in a defense driving class or something of that nature, maybe just a regular old MVD book. I'm not entirely sure where I saw this, but and it might have been on a test at some point as well. But it said, whenever a car loses control, the last thing you want to do is hit the brake. And if I'm being honest, that might have saved my life today. Now, mind you, I am on a freeway. In the furthest lane, the furthest regular lane of traffic, while other lanes are occupied, and I spun about three lanes over, and something told me don't hit the brake. So as the car is spinning, I control the steering wheel to flow with the spin, not to go against it, to flow with it. And I think because of that, it did more good than harm. So for any of you listening, if there is any situation where you lose control of your vehicle, do not hit the brake immediately. And do not, I repeat, do not try to turn the car opposite of the way that the car is headed. If the wheels are spinning right, then you flow into that. Don't go against it, because that is the fastest way your vehicle will flip. And I didn't do that. And as the car stops spinning, it starts to go backward. And there is nothing but a wall coming up. And I'm still doing, I want to say about 60. So when I noticed that it was going to hit the wall and I'm going back, then I began to hit the brake, but I still don't turn the wheel. I'm hitting the brake. I'm bracing myself for impact. Maybe not at that moment in my head. I'm looking at the wall and tensing up my body like, oh my God, here it comes. But that was the reason for me hitting the brake. Now, little did I know, as I would step out of the vehicle after everything was said and done, that the tire was completely off the rim. There was zero tire on the rim. So those brakes were still helpful, but not as useful as I thought they were as the time that I was hitting the brakes. So I hit the brake. I'm sliding backwards, and there's a car getting ready to T-bone me. And I thought for sure, this is, if anything, this is the one that's going to get me. Because I avoided all cars. I did not believe it. And as I'm telling you this now, I still am like shocked and appalled that I was able to do that. But, you know, the lessons we learn. So luckily the car that was headed towards me saw that I had lost control. Obviously, you know, a few feet back or however feet, many feet it was. And he stopped just in time. And so I hit the wall. I am banged and bruised. I just got out of the hospital not too long ago. Nothing's broken, luckily. The guy, he stayed with me until police arrived. He was very nice. I don't know his name, but whoever you are. I appreciate the humanity. You know, that's very important nowadays. And he showed his, and I appreciate him. He stayed, and he was very helpful, and the police came, and he was very helpful. And two towmen came. One guy wasn't even assigned. I think he just happened to see. He pulled over, stayed just to direct traffic. He left. Another guy came, and he pulled up to straighten my vehicle out so that the road was clear enough where cars could continue to pass. And then the final tow truck came, and he was a nice guy as well. I just thought to myself, man, the unfortunate yet fortunate for me, but unfortunate overall, that, you know, the humanity shows in people, and we don't get to see that until something tragic happens, you know. You don't necessarily expect for people to lend you a hand on any given day or at any given moment, but, you know, when something like this happens, it's so heartwarming to see people show up and show out. And to all of those gentlemen, every last one of them, police officer, the three towmen, the guy who stopped, I appreciate everything that they've done for me, and that they did. You know, as I said, I just got out of the hospital. I'm fine. I don't want you guys to worry. But I felt like I had to share this with you guys to let you guys, you know that, you know, life is definitely something that I do appreciate and I do cherish. And I don't take advantage of it. But I do feel like we should definitely take advantage of the life. We only get one, you know. And I won't go into spiritual and, you know, things that I believe in, and I won't go into any of that. But I am very, very glad to still be with you guys, my family, all of my loved ones, my friends. You know, they get to see me another day, and that's important. You know, that could have went completely different, and somehow, some way, and because of someone, I am still here. So, life, guys, let's live it, you know. And humanity, where it's before today, with all of the things that's going on in the world, you know, you don't sit back and think that there are still genuine people out there, you know. And you don't get to see acts of humanity on a regular basis, and just kindness, and just people being people and having a heart and being good people. And, you know, despite what the news says, the government says, despite all of that, you know, I honestly don't believe that we are as divided as they want us to believe we are. So, I wish that who's ever hearing this, we're still together. And don't any news faction, don't let anyone else deter you from that. You know, we still got this. But I promise I won't cry, guys. I'm just happy. I'm happy. Despite the the tone of my voice, I'm very glad to still be with you guys. And it has been a Friday for me. But I hope you guys have a good weekend. And until next time, free your mind.